It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and Bryce Young, a.k.a. Byron as well. He joins us as he is in for Tyler. Tyler is at the game. He is at opening day. We presume having him a hell of a time. But he is there hanging out as the Astros. We'll give you an update on what's going on with the Astros here in just a minute. But he is out today. But we have been in good hands, as always, with our guy Byron, who's in the building holding it down as Tyler is out enjoying himself as he should opening day. And hope many of you are out enjoying yourselves, and those that not hanging with us, we appreciate you, baby, as we're having a good time with you on this opening day. The latest here, the Astros, they lead Clint 3-0, and the big blows here, not even really big blows, but there's an RBI single from Yiner Diaz, and Jake Myers, he had an RBI ground out, beating out a double play, and they lead 3-0, scoring another run on an error. And how about this, Clint? Jake Myers 2-for-3 today. He's got him 2 hits in there, and Altuve, who's playing a little left field, had really one, I don't even want to call it an adventure, but kind of close play there. In the outfield, but still was able to make the catch. And so a pretty good day thus far. And we are entering the seventh inning. Clint, and Framber Valdez is still out there, still rolling in the seventh inning right now. He just has 82 pitches. Usually, opening day teams are kind of a little careful with guys, but not the Astros. They are rolling right into it here as he is still going in the seventh inning.
Well, I mean, Will Kunkel, Fox 26, we had him on a little earlier. He asked, he said, I want some pitchers to get into seventh and eighth inning. And looks like there's Fromber's got a real chance to do it, man, and go long enough to where you can go straight to Abreu and straight to Hader and have the ideal situation, at least from a pitching perspective. Happened hell out of the gate in the first game, so we'll see if they can make that happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I think a big question, obviously, one was Altuve in left field. We can get to that, but the other one was the rookie Cam Smith. He is getting his first start at right field. And a decent day. He's 1-for-3. He kicked things off, Clint, with an opposite field hit, which to me was impressive. You would think a guy like that is probably ramped up, excited, had a runner on, and then just kind of went with the pitch, went the other way, got Pena over first to third. They scored a run on that to give them the lead there. So pretty good there. I guess you'd call it a misplay in the outfield. There was a little fly ball hit to him. He tried to make a sliding catch. It got past him, turned into a double for the Mets. But pretty good game thus far right now for Cam Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been fine. There's a couple of blemishes, one by him, one by Altuve made the out, but you can argue that he should have just got the hell out of the way and let Jake Meyers have that ball in the first inning. But you know, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's been good. First game, expectations are really low for Cam Smith in particular and Altuve in left field. And I would say that those guys have checked the box. Everything's all good.
Yeah, there's a part of me that hopes this kind of stays tight right now, as again, it's 3-0 in the seventh, and Framber Valdez is rolling pretty well right now as he's going 6 2/3 inning, 4 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks. And now he's at 87 pitches, about to throw his 88th pitch. I kind of want this thing.
He is dealing right now.
He is. I kind of want this thing to kind of stay here. Because, Clint, I am really intrigued, 3-0, what they do as we roll to the eighth inning and what they do defensively. As we talked to Will Kunkel earlier today, he said he talked to Joe Espada about this very thing and said he's going to go ahead and strike this kid out. And said, you can just feel it, and said that he's got a lot of options out there and what he could do with the outfield late in games. And I am really curious to see, does Altuve remain out there in left field? Does Cam Smith remain out there? What do they do? He did strike him out. What do they do with Mauricio Dubon? I am really, really, really intrigued to see how that looks.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. That's going to be every single game this year for the Astros in the regular season. I think they'll have it figured out by the time that baseball matters, but that's going to be the decision. Do you take Altuve's bat out of the game and late in ball games to you know, put the best defense out there?
I think he's going to say, "I'm going to put some early trust in you guys early."
Ooh, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow, man. I mean, the kind of mistakes that Altuve's made, you make those in late innings, you make those in extra innings, man. You're going to have problems overcoming that. So, you know, we'll see. That is a monster that they've built, right? They created that problem by putting Altuve out there. Surely they've got at least a good idea how they want to handle it. In this game right here, it's how do they handle, as you mentioned, Framber Valdez, game one, first game out of the chute. He is absolutely dealing, folks, through seven. And it took him about 3 or 4 innings to settle in, but he has settled in right now and stalking the mound.
I would assume he's done.
You think he's done?
Yeah, 90. 80,
what, how many, what, did he get to 90?
It's 90 pitches.
90 pitches? Okay.
Yeah, he's at 90 pitches.
I thought he was still mid-80s.
90 pitches, 7 innings. 4 hits.
Go Abreu, you hater, be done with it.
Yeah.
He walked off the mound and looked at Joe Espada like, "Hey man, don't even think about pulling me out. Just telling you that's the look I thought he gave me."
Well, hell, and Joe might
do it.
All right, you bet. Yeah. Someone texted in, "I know it's the first game of the season. Was it smart letting Framber go 90 pitches?" Framber, that's just never been a thing with Framber. Framber's rubber arm. He throws a lot of pitches. That's kind of what he has always been amongst the league leaders in innings. He led the American League in innings 2 years ago.
We always talk about the actions on the pitchers, right? I mean, he's just got a smooth, effortless delivery this is one thing in baseball that I think as the common fan can look at and go, I can watch that action and tell you that there's not a lot of wear and tear. That action, it's more arm-friendly than some of this stuff you see where guys are jerking, their hats are falling off, their hair's coming out underneath their hat.
Maybe I don't want to let Lance go 90.
Locking the
Lance. Go 90, but Framber, listen.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, before we get into Sweet 16 tonight. I do want to let you all know Tyler, he is out watching this performance for Prammer and the Astros right now. Tyler's also going to be out at the Texans Children's Houston Open coming up this weekend. And want to let you know, we here at Sports Radio 610 are proud partners with Texas Children's Houston Open happening at Memorial Park Golf Course this weekend. Guys like Scottie Scheffler, guys like Rory McIlroy, and more and more and more.
Scheffler's coming too, y'all.
Yeah,
right now, it's Otoshti and Girard. They're still up there at 5 under. They're finished. They're tied for first. But Scottie Scheffler, he's through 14. He's 3 under. He's if he doesn't get to 5 under, I bet he's right there underneath it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And stalking these folks that are leading the way. So you're right, Scottie Scheffler, not only is he there, he's looks like he's dialed in.
Yep, Scottie Scheffler, many, many more are there, as Clint just went through a little bit of the leaderboard. But they're one of the best courses in Houston and one of the best golf venues in the country at Memorial Park right now. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and ticket information, head to TCHOUopen.com and do that now. Head to TCHOUopen.com to get more information about this tournament. You can be there with Tyler coming up this weekend. All right, March Madness begins after a weekend of not a lot of buzzer beaters last weekend, not a lot of upsets. As we had Rob on earlier today, hey, this should be some good games. You look up at their really intriguing matchup the whole way right now, and there's a chance for upsets tonight. And BYU, a 6 seed, they will take on Alabama. By the way, I completely agree with Rob, who was on with us earlier, Clint. That is going to be an entertaining game, up and down. High-scoring game. That game, to me, is at the very least going to be played in the 80s, I think. Maryland, who had the buzzer-beater win over Colorado State, the Crab 5, they head up against Florida, Arizona, Duke, Arkansas, Texas Tech. Clint, let me know from you, and here, you can be Homer if you want to, which team do you believe has the best chance to pull off an upset?
I think it's Arkansas. And I don't think that's Homer. Look, I think Florida is a 6.5-point favorite. Duke is a 9.5-point favorite. The Alabama BYU game, I have a hard time. I like BYU. I've watched them play a few times this year. I just have a really hard time thinking that they're even on the same level as Alabama right now, as Alabama of late. I think Arkansas is much better than a 10 seed. I think Texas Tech, given the way they've played the first two rounds of the tournament, I don't think they've played like a 3 seed. And so I think that matchup is a lot closer than a 10-3. That matchup is a lot closer than your regular season Arkansas versus Texas Tech. So, look, I think Arkansas has got the best chance to pull this thing off. And Texas Tech, one of their snipers, one of their long-range shooters is questionable. And they rely heavily on shooting the ball from three. And I think Arkansas is healthier than they've been. I know Coach is playing some mind games with a couple of guys in terms of them not practicing yesterday or whatever, but I just think that's a closer matchup than a 10-3.
Yeah.
And so I do think that that's got the best chance of an upset is Arkansas, who's catching 5.5.
Yeah, they haven't even had their leading scorer, and he's the one that they're saying could go, could not. We don't know what he's doing there. Listen, I think Maryland and Arizona, the 2-4 seeds going up against Duke and going up against Duke and Florida, they're going to have some problems. I think so. I don't see those two being things that are going to go well for them. So I get the feel that they are going to struggle, but. BYU, Alabama, because BYU, you know, in the tournament, man, when you can shoot threes, and BYU is a team, Clint, that can go out there and get 18 threes.
Yeah.
You can shoot threes, you give yourself a really, really good chance. I think also Alabama, however, they can get up and down, and they will be very, very happy to play in that type of a game. So that's one to watch as well. And I tend to be with you. When I look at a team that has the overall better talent and size, and I think that goes to Arkansas in this game, and then you think one side has a Hall of Fame coach in John Calipari, and Texas Tech is a really good team and been really, really good this year. If you would have said the team that has the best chance, I would probably say Arkansas or BYU tonight, and I'd lean Arkansas.
Well, I like the other thing about Arkansas that gives me hope is in watching them play. I mean, they're not just long and have and are able to protect the rim. They've got multiple guys, so the ability to weather the storm of any kind of foul trouble that Texas Tech can throw at you with their big guys. I think Arkansas has the ability to do that because they've got several guys they can throw down there with some size. Now, they're not all great, but they got several guys. They can roll guys through there and not lose too much length. And so I just think, I think Texas Tech has, and I haven't watched them play. I've just read up on this particular matchup. Texas Tech has not shot the ball well in the tournament. And I'm as an Arkansas man, I'm banking on them not shooting it well tonight either.
Yeah. By the way, to me, the story of the night, we'll see. There's a lot of teams. I think it's probably either Calipari or Cooper Flagg. I feel like those potentially are the stories of the night after tonight. I think Cooper Flagg, who's had a pretty good tournament, this is a good matchup for him to see if he comes out and has a start.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rockets, they are back at it tonight. They're back on. On the field, they're on the court in Utah. They got the Jazz tonight as they look to kind of continue this role to keep that 2 seed. And Amen Thompson, who was listed as questionable, still remains at that spot. Still remains questionable right now. But I would imagine, Clint, this goes a lot like what we've been watching. They have done not a good but a great job, especially lately, of taking care of teams that he should be taking care of. A big reason they have made this run to the 2 spot is they've taken care of all of those teams they should take care of. And this is another team, the Utah Jazz, arguably the worst team in the Western Conference, they should take care of. And we'll see about Amen Thompson. I said this the other day when we were on with Brandon, like, hey, left ankle, he already missed some time. He came back, and now he's had to miss some more time. if he's not right, let that ride and just let him, you know, figure that thing out. But we'll see what happens with that. But regardless, if he plays or not, this is a team that they should take care of.
Yeah, it's a team they should take care of. And I think the most fascinating thing right now about our Rockets, man, is Jalen Green. I mean, he's on an absolute tear. I mean, what did he score, 32 in that last game? With big time shots down the stretch. Really the only consistent guy throughout the game that was doing work, at least in terms of points. So, I mean, is how real is that? And when I say how real is it, we know the dude can play, but can he consistently threaten defenses that way? He should against the Jazz. To me, every time I turn it on, that's the first thing I'm looking for is what is Jalen Green doing? Is he rolling again?
Absolutely. We talked about it. Can't wait for the playoffs to see how he reacts in the playoffs, to see how he goes about things as the postseason gets here. All right, that's a little 5 o'clock fire coming up. Let's go to the Texans here as we're getting closer and closer to the draft part. And I think the roster is starting to be a little bit more clear after free agency. And now, where do you want them to go? 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, where would you want them to go now in the draft? That's next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.